A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The poinsettia. This is the time of the year when many town halls on the island plant out displays of poinsettia for the festive season. Many roundabouts are planted with a wonderful display of these brilliant red plants. In the city of Las Palmas, particularly, the display of these cheerful plants with their bright red foliage and fresh green leaves make for a very attractive and colourful display for the Christmas and New Year season, and they last for many weeks. I enjoy looking at them and remember that when we lived in the UK, we used to buy one for the Christmas season. However, despite my best efforts of careful watering and positioning, after just a few days, the plant would drop its leaves, shrivel and die. Over here, they're treated almost as weeds. The Flor de Pascua, or poinsettia, is an essential part of Christmas in the Canary Islands, and they grow wild, mostly on the northern slopes of the island, but they are native to Central America. The Aztecs put the plant to practical as well as decorative use, and from its bracts they extracted a purplish dye for use in textiles and cosmetics. The milky white sap, today called latex, was made into a preparation to treat fevers. The poinsettia may have remained a plant native to Mexico for many years had it not been the efforts of Joel Roberts Poinsett, the son of a French physician. Poinsett was appointed as the first United States ambassador to Mexico in 1825. Although Poinsett had attended medical school, his real love was botany. He maintained his own greenhouses on his South Carolina plantations, and while visiting Mexico, he became enchanted by the brilliant red blooms that he saw there. He sent some of the plants back to South Carolina, where he began propagating the plants and sending them to friends and botanic gardens. The poinsettia is also known by a number of other names, including Mexican flame leaf, Christmas star, and winter rose. My favourite name is the flower of the Holy Night, which has a story that goes like this. There was once a brother and sister who were very poor, whose names were Maria and Pablo. At Christmas, parties, festivities and parades were held in the village that excited all the children. A large nativity scene was set up in the village church, and all the children were eager to visit the baby Jesus and to give him a present. Maria and Pablo also wanted to give a present to the Holy Child, but they had no money and had nothing to give. On Christmas Eve, Maria and Pablo set out for the church a little earlier than the others to attend the service. Since they had nothing to give to the child, they picked some weeds from the roadside to make a soft bed for the baby Jesus and to decorate his crib. While they were still decorating the crib, other children arrived and teased and made fun of them. Maria and Pablo were in tears for their shame and helplessness, but then a miracle occurred. Suddenly, the weeds burst into bright red petals that looked like stars and were so beautiful that everyone was in awe of their beauty. Everyone realised then that a gift of love is dearer to Jesus than the most expensive presents that money could buy. I like this story. It reminds us that expensive gifts are not what Christmas is really about. A happy festive season to you all. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.